You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Listening to Feed the Sheep on 95 BFM. What's that crazy sound that we're hearing, though?
It's going to freak the sheep.
We've got a very special guest in the studio tonight. I'm your host for this week, Chris Cudby, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Kraus.
Hello. Nice to be back. How you doing, Chris?
Going very good. We had a fun setting up all the gear, colourful cables all over the place, loving that. But we're not here to muck around. Kraus, of course, is one of Aotearoa's preeminent electronic artists of the 20th century.
And 21st.
And 21st, sorry, I meant to say 21st. 20th century and beyond. Who knows exactly? And I mean, and in which direction would travel.
And which century is Alien set in? The 22nd?
I don't know what century, but that's a perfect opportunity for... Can you please provide a little bit of context for what you'll be playing on the radio airwaves evening?
I've been working on... I'm kind of calling it a soundtrack to the movie Alien. I mean, it's not exactly a soundtrack. It's more just kind of a musical response to the film. And it was something that was suggested to me as a project about 10 years ago by my friend Spencer Clark. And I'm going to be working with him on it, like, kind of remotely because he lives in Greece. But short term, I made half an hour of Alien music for the AV club that they have at Public Bar. Was that last week, I think?
That was last week, yeah.
And I'm just kind of trying to... I watched the movie again recently a couple of times and I've sort of finally figured out how to do this project and just to kind of respond to the kind of mood of the film.
That's so great. Yeah. And you'll be playing a couple of passages from your soundtrack?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a couple of kind of five-minute chunks of it. And what you're hearing in the background is the kind of introductory drone, just to kind of set the mood.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very keen to chat with you all about this. And I was lucky enough to head along to Public Bar and witness the debut of it. But maybe we'll just get cracking.
Sure.
So listeners, just imagine this is like a alternative soundtrack to Ridley Scott's 1979 film Alien. What's the name of the section that you'll be performing?
Oh, it's
next?
Kind of each. I'm doing
the title.
There's about kind of five different 1 minute pieces.
I see. Right.
Yeah.
So what are you sort of?
So what we're gonna have is there's one piece that's called Goo, which is, I kind of was responding to the textures in the film a little bit as well, and there's a lot of dripping, wet, sort of gooey stuff, and also the texture of the eggs. I really like the kind of bubbly, gooey stuff. There's a part that's about sort of Captain Dallas's journey through the air ducts that ends kind of badly. And then a piece about the face hugger. Yeah, the most interesting part of the film for me is the whole thing with Kane and the egg and the face hugger and him giving birth to the alien baby.
Yes, some unsettling themes.
Yeah.
And let's get into it.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cross.
All right.
For anyone who's just tuned in to Freak the Sheep on 95 BFM, your co-host for this week, Chris Goodby, what were we just listening to?
That was some of my alternative soundtrack to the movie Alien 1979.
Where did you get the idea to make your own soundtrack for the film?
Yeah,
Alien.
Like I was saying, my buddy Spencer, people might know his music. His solo act has had a lot of different names, but the main one is Monopoly Child Star Searchers.
And Spencer was also in The Skaters with James Ferraro, right?
He was in The Legendary Skaters, which I unfortunately never got to see live. I've heard that that was the way to see them, but yeah, amazing band. He's come to New Zealand, Spencer has, a couple of times, and last time he was here in about 2015, he was like, dude, we should do a soundtrack to Alien. He talks just purely like California surfer kind of...
like a genius California surfer.
Yeah, totally. When I emailed him recently to say, hey, do you still want to do the Alien thing? He emailed back right away being like, yeah, down like clown.
That's super sick. And you decided to do this 10 years after Spencer originally suggested.
Yeah, well, when he suggested it, I was just like, fuck yeah, I want to do something with you. But I just kind of immediately... drew a blank on thinking how to do it, you know, because I guess I sort of instinctively thought he meant sort of do like soundtrack the whole film. And I was just like, fuck, I have no idea how to do that. But yeah, I watched it again recently. I was like, hang on, you can just like make music to respond to the film and like, you know, the kind of feelings of it. And you know, that's a cool project and much more manageable.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so when you did your performance last week of the soundtrack at Public Bar, it was about half an hour long, and you had visuals accompanying your performance.
Yeah, so this is the cool thing about this AV Club project that my friend Duckling Monster and also Vicky from Echo O's and Huffix Gun and various other bands. Those guys are doing this cool monthly series at Public Bar called AV Club, where people do audiovisual stuff. So they had three projectors and a slide projector and two TVs and a bunch of posters. So the whole bar was like covered in Alien stuff. I actually made my own slides, like analog slides.
Yes.
By just shooting slide film off the monitor of my Mac. Which was super fun, and they turned out really well.
And there were kind of like little looping selections from the film, as well as slides.
Yeah. So I've noticed before when I see people, I've seen people kind of like do a music performance where they have a film playing in the background, and I just always get so distracted by the film, and I kind of end up just watching the film. So I wanted to avoid that. So I realized there's a lot of really cool little details in the movie Alien, little shots that, you know, even if you've seen it a few times, you might not sort of notice some of the cool stuff in it, like some of the production design and just a lot of weird little ideas in there. And I thought, you know, I can loop some of these shots and sort of like draw attention to them. Hmm. And it's kind of fits the music more, because like the kind of repetitive nature of the music can kind of, you know, complement the looping video. So yeah.
Yeah, it's as much, it's like a personal response to the film.
Totally.
Like as much of a soundtrack.
Yeah, I love this film so much, and also it's been really cool to find out so many people love it as well. They really wanted to come and like check it out.
Yeah, so. I love that movie too. I got really excited to hear when you were telling people about that. When did you first see Alien?
Oh, I saw it. My first memory of it is in the 80s when I was too young to see the film, but my brother, who's 4 years older than me, had a copy of the novelization of it.
Cool, yes.
Which has the poster on the cover, and the poster image absolutely creeped the shit out of me as a kid. I don't know if people have seen it, but it's actually, it's an egg that's cracking and there's this green light coming out of it and there's kind of this green fog. It just really kind of, just that image really terrified me. But now I find it really funny because apparently they made the poster before, I don't know what the story was, but the egg in the poster looks like a kind of chicken egg shape, which it's not in the film.
Did it have the in space, nobody can hear you scream?
Yes, that has the tagline. Yeah, yeah. So that was my first memory of it, was just being creeped out by this book cover. And then, I guess I saw it when I was probably in my early teens. And I've probably seen it, I don't know, about a dozen times or something now. And I still can quite disturb me. Like, not really the murdering, the kind of monster on the ship thing, but when they're on the planet and kind of walking across the surface and then they go into the alien Hulk and stuff, that still really gives me the shits. They're part of the film, so.
I read something kind of interesting about Alien recently that somebody, I can't remember who, was talking about how it was one of the earlier movies to use different designers for specific different settings.
Ah.
So they had one designer for like the human stuff.
Yeah, right.
But then they obviously got Geiger
to do
the weird Forbidden Planet-y and like the spaceship and of course the costume design for the creatures.
I assume that was a deliberate choice to sort of show the contrast between the technologies and stuff. Yeah, right. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did an amazing job with a relatively limited budget, I think. And it's been a nice thing of like rewatching it and taking little clips from it is just sort of appreciating. Like the face hugger prop, I can tell they must have been really proud of that because they show it so much and it looks really cool. So
I'm going to ask you after your next live selection, what would you call this? A composition from... passage from the from the soundtrack? What would you call these segments?
Not really, I guess, segments. They're kind of scenes. Yeah, I've kind of named them after
scenes.
In the movie. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about. You've got an interesting theory about the cat.
Yeah, that fucking cat.
Yeah. But we'll leave that as a little carrot on the hook for listeners.
Okay.
So here we go. Alien soundtrack part two by Krauss.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've just been listening to Kraus performing live in the 95 BFM studio for Free the Sheep.
New Zealand music right there.
100% Kiwi music. And if you've just tuned in, what have we been listening to?
This has been some scenes from my alternative soundtrack to Alien.
Played live
off my gear right in the studio.
Off live electronic hardware.
Yes.
So we were chatting about the sort of origins of this Alien soundtrack idea before. And you were doing a close watch of the film. How many times did you watch the movie as sort of research for putting together this?
I actually only watched it in full a couple of times, but I spent a lot of time with my video editing software cutting and looping and really probably thinking way too much about the film for the last month.
And you've come up with you've got an interesting observation about the Cat Jones's relationship with the titular alien.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's obvious or I'm not sure whether I'm reading too much into it, but I think there's a couple of jokes in the film. I think one is when Ash drinks a glass of milk. I think that's definitely supposed to be a little Easter egg gag because later he starts spewing white fluid everywhere. The cat, Jones, is basically gets Brett killed. Brett's looking for Jones and then he's murdered by the alien. And it seems like the cat's kind of in on it somehow.
Yeah.
Like he's, anyway, later in the film, I think there's a kind of nod to that idea because Sigourney Weaver's character, Ripley, has got Jones in a cat carrier and is taking him to the shuttle to escape before she blows up the ship. And she has to put the cat carrier down and run away for a bit. And there's a shot where the alien is kind of appearing behind the cat and looking at it. Just a very brief shot. But he doesn't kill the cat. Hmm. Like, later on, the cat's fine. And I think maybe it's a little joke that, like, yeah, two predators kind of recognize each other and have respect for each other.
Yeah, yes.
But maybe it's just the alien has no reason to kill the cat. I don't know. But, yeah, anyway, that cat is problematic, I think.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's really great. I have never considered the film from the cat's angle.
Yeah. Also, have you thought about it from the egg's point of view? It really changes the whole vibe of the film.
Yeah, I would also... I mean, we don't need to talk about any of the sequels, do we? That's a whole lot to get into. We've got to pass that one by.
Yeah.
Do you have any live performances coming up?
What have I got? I'm hoping to do this at Audio Foundation next month or sometime in the next couple of months. I'm still working out a date for that.
Is it the kind of project that changes over time?
Yeah, I'm going to be re-editing the videos because this is the thing. I don't think I'll be able to do it with that many projectors and TVs again. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to adapt it to whatever the venue has. I'm probably going to do it in Dunedin. I'm going down to Dunedin. I'm playing on the 23rd at yours in Dunedin. And the day after, I'm doing a lunchtime show at RDC, and I'll probably do the alien stuff there, hopefully.
Awesome.
And what else? And I've got a show at Pyramid Club in July. Also kind of starting to think about going to Australia sometime this year. That's my main sort of focus, yeah.
Melbourne,
yeah. I mean, I'd love to go to Tasmania and Sydney as well, but just got to see how it shakes out money-wise, yeah. But Melbourne, I got to go back to MESS, Melbourne Electronic Sound Studio, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The place looks amazing. There's a really good venue, Alter and Hobart, that I think would suit your music perfectly.
Oh, okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah. That was one of the main venues, the smaller scale venues for like the Dark Mofo.
Yeah, right.
Festival, and it's kind of set up just right.
You've been to Dark Mofo?
I've been a couple of times, okay. Yeah. I was really mainly excited. The most exciting thing I saw at Dark Mofo was, do you know Stryborg?
No.
The Tasmanian sort of isolationist solo black metal guy. He's got a voice that sounds like a demonic Daffy Duck.
Okay, I gotta check this out.
Yeah, he's really cool. And he's recently suddenly gone in a new wave synth rock direction, which was very unexpected.
And he's in Tasmania.
Yeah, Tasmania. Oh. No, it's really great.
Okay.
I'd love for that artist to come to New Zealand. But this isn't the Tasmania music.
No, that's a whole other show on BFM, I assume.
Freak the Sheep, 100% New Zealand music. So you're a New Zealand artist.
Yes.
And you brought in some tracks for us to play.
Yeah. I've got a few things. I don't know how much you want to spend, but yeah.
Let's play a couple of things, unless the things are like, you know, 20 minutes long each, because we've only got half an hour left.
Mostly what I do is 3 minutes long or less.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, we've got a few tracks here. What would you like?
I gotta check out what
you cruise over here. We've got some options. They all have really great track titles. You're primarily instrumental artist as well.
Yeah.
So no singing in these.
Can you play...
what do you think?
Can you play YOY and then Star 87?
I'll play YOY and then Star 87. Thank you so much for performing live on air. That's this is the first live to air I've featured on Freak the Sheep. And
it's fun.
Just absolute treat. Like, so good. So good. So exciting. I'm definitely going to be... you have to let us know when the Audio Foundation show is coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll let everyone know.
Do you want me to say anything about... The first track is from 2017.
Is that Y-O-Y?
Y-O-Y.
Y-O-Y. Y-O-Y.
Yeah, good question. It was on my album called Grip the Moon. It came out on Soft Abuse.
Yeah. Great. Okay, thank you very much. You're listening to Freak the Sheep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.